You're listening to Animal Radio. Here's Hal and Judy.
And let's head on over to Lori. Hi, Lori. How are you?
Hello. I have a situation where I acquired a cat from my brother-in-law who thought she was diabetic, but when I needed to take her to the vet, the three tests that were done on her, she was not diabetic. But I have two cats in the house that I've had for 10 years, and my male cat has been really going after her and attacking her. So he had had his claws. He wound up giving her two puncture wounds in her back. Okay. That's why I needed to take her to the vet. And then I had the male cat's claws taken out. And they're still battling, but I don't know how to have them adjust to each other in a much kinder fashion.
Okay, so they've been together for 10 years?
My male has 10 years. My brother-in-law just gave me his cat in December, at the end of December.
Okay, because that would be very unusual if the cats have been together for 10 years and fighting now.
No,
so this is a new introduction.
That's why I'm calling, because I don't want this going on.
I got to say, Lori, now just declawing a cat does not stop aggression. So don't let anybody tell you that declawing a cat is going to stop them from fighting with another cat. We have to get to the root of the problem here.
And, I knew that. I just didn't want her injured. And he's now an indoor cat, so he didn't really need his claws. I thought I'd have to eliminate that.
So both of these kitties are inside?
Yes, they are now all inside. I used to live on a farm. They used to be all outside on a farm, my male and female. And then when I moved into town, I would take my male back home to the farm for the summers to do mouse hunting for my mom.
Okay.
And then that no longer happened. So he's now in the house.
All right. So so these kitties have been together since December. How do they always fight? Do they get along in harmony at any times of the day?
They fight primarily when it's nighttime, but I know there are periods during the day when my male cat, whose name is Lola, will go after Brandy, one that my brother-in-law gave me.
All right. Well, and then so you said your other kitty checked out for diabetes. Fine. So that's not on the table at all. So we don't have that going on, correct?
Correct.
All right. Well, a couple things that we're going to want to do. When we introduce cats like this, you know, we just kind of throw them together and hope that all goes well. Sometimes it does. But when it doesn't, it's really important to take two steps, three steps, four steps backwards. And that really means that giving the kitties their individual space. And if there's daily altercations that are going on, then they are definitely not ready to be together. And this can be hard to accomplish in some households. But to really have these kitties separated, when we can put them in together in a controlled environment where preferably we try to pair the presence of the two cats together with something really favorable like food. So we try not to leave food out and freely accessible, and we put it down when the other cat's around. So in some households, what you can do is put a closed door, one cat's on one side, one cat's on the other. Their food gets presented at that door interface, and they can smell each other. They know the other cat's there, but the food becomes a positive association with just the near presence of that other cat. So that's kind of going back to square one. When cats are fighting and not getting along, some cats, you got to really separate them for a day or even a couple days. Some cats even up to 5 days, because they're so vigilant. They're so kind of stoked up that they just, the sight of that other cat within those few days really triggers the escalation of the altercation again. So you have to kind of keep that in mind and kind of know your cat's behavior. If your one cat is always agitated, looking and hunting for the other cat, he needs a break. He thinks that that's what he's got to do to ensure his home is safe. So keeping them separated and then doing a controlled reintroduction is really the way that we can gradually help these guys along. The next thing is that we have to make sure that we have ample resources for cats. And sometimes they will have territorial disputes over litter boxes, nesting sites, bedding sites, food and water. So for two cats, we really ought to have three litter sites in this house. And we need to have at least two different feeding stations in different areas. Height is the way that cats get away from the world. So we want cat trees. We want perches by the windows in multiple locations so the kitties can have their places to go. And then the next step, that before we start getting into the heavy duty things like drugs, is that I like to use cat pheromones, which are the scent hormones that are the kitty calming hormone. And those are available in sprays, diffusers, and it can help. It's not a cure-all by itself, but it can certainly help with some of these environmental changes in making it more workable for these kitties to get along. And then the other important thing that I'll mention, Lori, is that if you do catch your cats where he's starting to get vigilant, he's starting to stalk her, he's starting to kind of go after her, you don't want to yell at him and punish him in any way. That actually can kind of make him more jazzed up and make things worse. So we do look for distractions, and we look for things that he can do as an alternative. So sometimes we'll use like noisemakers. Sometimes it's something as shaking a can of Pounce at treats and just having him go towards another direction, but really to try to just avoid and prevent those situations and not to make anyone feel bad about it, because they're doing what they do. Cats, cats are funny. I always say it's kind of like, college age girl sharing a dorm room. You can put them together, but they're not going to necessarily like each other or get along. You have to kind of give them their personal space in that way.
I have something started, thank goodness. I have the litter boxes, and I have water on all three levels of my house and food in the two different areas.
Yeah, and that's all of these things. You know, it's not just one thing. So you really have to do some of these kind of broad changes through the home environment. And I mentioned drugs as the last therapy because, you know, we can be popping pills into him, and it doesn't necessarily change the environment. And for cats, that's really a big thing. Some great things to kind of redirect that predatory drive that he's now putting on the other kitty, or to get some of these great interactive toys. Frolly Cat, for one, makes a lot of neat things that'll keep his attention. So where he can chase, a little mouse that's going around, laser tag toys, things like that, where, it really gives him an outlet to be a cat and to be a predatory cat.